Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Raíces del Saber, Roots of Knowledge, Xinachtli Community School Project Coordinator, Lucia Veronica Carmona, and Curriculum Committee Member, Carlos Aceves. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is Raíces del Saber, Roots of Knowledge, Veronica?
Yes, Raíces, Roots of Knowledge. When we start this project, we invite community members to name this project. And they look out for the foundation is a Raíces. We have this Raíces del Saber, Roots of Knowing. Raíces, grounded in community. Raíces, sprouting from an idea like a seed. Raíces, nurturing children's natural potential. And Raíces, a natural means of constructing knowledge. We start these conversations with people like Olga Pedrosa, rest in peace. She was really engaged in this project. Of course, our co-founder, Irene Oliver Lewis, and Ray Reich, he's a business person, retired. Nicolas Natividad, he is a part of the College of Ed. He's a fellow with the dean at College of Ed. And community members and parents also. We have some parents like Monica Tellez. She is really active at the Academia Dolores Huerta. And meeting with a lot of stakeholders and educators from NMSU, like Wanda Tamez. She's one of the directors of the program MC Square.
This is your idea initially, Lucia?
Well, initially, I started before during my community work in Las Colonias, trying to address how do we overcome intergenerational historical trauma in our communities. And that is how, in this journey, looking for our roots, where we come from as Mexicans, I found Carlos. So when we start to talk about this idea, this concept, at the same time, I have this relationship with the Native American Community Academy in Albuquerque. This is a charter school in K-12. For the last 12 years, they've been using the indigenous knowledge in the curriculum to overcome precisely what I was looking for. But I told them, well, we're not a typical Native American in the United States. However, we are natural people of this land. We don't embrace precisely the indigenous background as Mexicans, but me, I do. So we started, Carlos is the author of Xinachtli project. He will talk more about that. Definitely, I found the perfect combination to make this happen. It's a fellowship that NACA Inspired Schools Network invite other community members educators or people that would like to found schools utilizing indigenous knowledge as part of the curriculum. The only difference with us is we are not using Diné or other background, but the Mexica, Mesoamerican indigenous knowledge from Mexico and from South America.
And so it's a dual language program also, bilingual, bicultural, with a bilingual, bicultural environment in English and Spanish.
Yes.
But you said Mexica.
We're using Nahuatl language as an enrichment language. English, Spanish will be the 90-10 model, dual language emerging, which is starting the kinder with 90% of Spanish, their maternal language, 10% of English, emerging the student year by year, increasing 10% percentage of the language. So by the fourth grade, the child will start to be 50-50. The idea by the fifth grade will become biliterate in both languages, English and Spanish.
And you're planning to do this here in Las Cruces. Is there a special area? Do you already have the building or you propose
yes.
to have the school?
We are in the process to identify a space. It's going to be K-5 kinder. We'll start with kinder in first grade. We have this partnership during the process to identify more engaging other collaborative members. And so the College of Education right now is really interested in our project. And the Children's Village, they have a lab school there, early childhood area where Dr. Cahill, she's really enthusiastic on this idea. And during the process, there are some possibilities, but still we have other options around the area in Las Cruces. From here, the timeline, we're submitting the application on May, by the end of the month. After that, we will wait from the commissioners of the Public Education Commission to host a public hearing here in Las Cruces, like around July, more or less, to see how the evidence of support of this project, to hear from the community in every level.
So this is a proposed public charter school in Las Cruces. Carlos, you're also an instructor. You're a teacher, right?
Bilingual education, yes.
And where have you been teaching?
I've taught in Isleta Public Schools. I taught at the Canotillo Independent School District. Currently, I work part-time as a tutor and enrichment instructor at Bill Childress Elementary in the Canotillo Independent School District.
So tell me about Sinachitli.
Sinachitli is a project that I and other educators began in 1990 as a way of introducing Nahuatl culture into public education. And since then, it's developed into both an approach and a curriculum in which children, especially of Mexican-American descent, are in tune with their roots, historical roots, their linguistic roots. But also Sinachitli is a process in which education is viewed as something natural, as something that respects every individual as a natural being. And Sinachitli is a perfect match to what Lucia wanted to do, because it emphasizes culture not as something abstract or something that ties you to anything, but culture is an experience that is both personal and historical. I've taught for 25 years and have always included, we call it the Sinachitli Project. It's basically an enrichment process in which students learn a dialogue, authentic dialogue. They learn conflict resolution through that dialogue. They also learned the Mesoamerican math system, which is a base 20 system. And they develop a vocabulary in Nahuatl through songs and dichos, you know, sayings and other means. And in that way, they enrich their curriculum that they already have to learn.
So you've already established this in other schools?
Mainly in the Canotillo Independent School District when I taught at Canotillo Elementary. This was part of the Sinachitli Project, was an adjunct project to the bilingual education there. And currently it is part of an Enrichment Friday that I do at Bill Childress Elementary.
So this has continued then?
Yes, it has.
And with great success, either do the parents receive it and the teachers?
In areas that are predominantly Mexican-American, it has been very well received, because children begin going home and telling their parents about an aspect of their culture that they know is part of who they are, but they have never explored, they have never understood. When a child learns to read the Aztec calendar, for example, or when a child learns to do math in a Nahuatl way, that impresses the parents.
In some way, when we approached the parents, we already had a lot of gatherings with parents and talking about this project. When we talk about this, there are some questions. For instance, is this only for Mexican-American people? No. Is this only for those who speak Spanish or for those who claim their heritage indigenous? Your indigenous heritage? No. Actually, this knowledge we consider like universal, applicable to any culture. We call the four core principles of this project that will not be with any of those. Chinashli is now what we're describing, the moment of a seed germinates and bursts with life. Similarly, our students represent Chinashli, bursting with infinite possibilities to be. The Sinachitli is one of the principle, like foundation, a framework, a behavior, even in the school, between parents, between students and teachers.
The real importance of this proposed charter school is that we want an authentic approach to bilingual education. The current approaches lack an emphasis in true biculturalism, true bilingualism. We want a school where both languages are valued, where culture is seen as something alive and part of today, not just part of yesterday, and our approach to biliteracy is a model that is not used generally. Where it's used, it's been very effective. It's called the 90-10 model, where we begin with the majority of instruction in Spanish and then increase steadily over time until the students become biliterate. And that's one of the main differences of our school, is that we want an authentic approach to bilingual education. This proposed charter school is a community-led model. In other words, parents have been active since the beginning. We want to keep parents continually active. This event is to continue a dialogue with parents about what we propose and what is it they would like to see in our school.
So you're planning a family event to let people know about Raíces del Saber. That's going to be on Saturday, May 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lynn Community Middle School, 950 South Walnut Street. So you'll have traditional music, Aztec dance, food, activities, and this is for everyone.
Correct. And we will have, we will provide childcare. And also, the kids will prepare some activities at the same time that parents, we are in conversations about the school, addressing questions that they may have, how it's going to be this kind of school. And also, we would like to invite some other community members, like commissioners from the PED, some commissioners, city councilors, people that can see what is coming to town and be supportive.
So you'll be beginning with grades K through 1, and about how many children do you plan to have in each class?
We will start with 60, the population, 20 per classroom. That is the initial, and we'll go up to fifth grade with 220 students, more or less.
So they can contact you, Lucia Carmona, at 575-571-2177 or by email at luciavcarmona@gmail.com.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming out to Puentes. You're being a bridge to the community. Carlos Aceves, Lucia Veronica Carmona, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.